Let's get down.
Kaya Biz.
Let's get down to business.
On the street.
On the air.
On the air.
And time now to speak to our next interviewee, Elise Kruger, independent economist. We're talking about take-home pay. It shows first real improvement since 2020. Elise, a very good evening to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Good evening.
I'm pretty sure that I'm not the only South African who will express surprise about these figures, given the fact that for the past couple of months, in fact, a few years now, that every consumer is feeling like their salary is not keeping up with, you know, their day-to-day basics. So tell me about these figures. How are you calculating it? And what are the figures that are showing up?
Yes, so what we are looking at is the total value of salaries paid into the bank accounts of South Africans, now divided by the number of salaries. So it's an average for the economy as a whole, and we track that series over time. Now, you are correct that for the past 2 years, we've had the scenario, actually the past 3 years, where take-home pay did not keep up with inflation. So, you know, we've had this erosion of purchasing power with, you know, shopping, every time feel you've got less in your bag compared to the previous time. Now, although the figures are showing that it's indeed now changing in 2024, that's a good news. I think it will take time before consumers will really feel it in their pocket, you know, to the extent that it's showing up in the numbers so far. We've got 8 months of data showing that the tide has turned for salaries. So we've seen an uptick in nominal salaries to the order of about 6.6% in this time period. And indeed, inflation is falling. You know, our latest data point, as you know, is 4.4%. And I'm actually excited about three more quarters below 4%. So I think it will start to feel more real for households in the next few quarters. But the data is already on my side very clear that this will be the best year for salaries since 2020.
And speaking of inflation, just looking at the basket of good prices, compared to, obviously, say, back to 2020, it was a different time. And the cost of living has shot up incredibly, if not interest rates, it's petrol prices. So when you say 5 consecutive months, there's been improvement of take-home pay, what is the average South African earning?
Yes, so if you look at it in average terms for this period, you know, so far in 2024, it's just more than 16,000 rand. So the actual data point for August was 16,582. But if you just take the average for the first 8 months of this year, it's just more than 16,000. And that compares to just more than 15,000 one year earlier. So there is an uptick, although it's still small. But I think what we will start to see in South Africa is now that a couple of factors will start to sort of move positively at the same time. And here I'm talking about fuel price relief, that is really almost a more tangible, you know, saving into your pocket. Plus, you know, interest rates are starting to come down. We've had our first cut, and hopefully we'll see a few more 25 basis points cuts coming through in the next, you know, say, 9 months. So I think, you know, many of those factors that have been so harsh on households and salary earners in the past 2-3 years are starting to move positively now. And, you know, though it might not feel in your pocket yet that you've got a real increase and you've got slightly more purchasing power, it will add up, you know, and you'll start to feel a change as the months go by.
And the Reserve Bank is saying that it expects inflation to average at about 4.6% in 2024, particularly with the fourth quarter forecast to average 3.6%. So that's good news. But I'm just thinking from the perspective of well-being, it's very clear from what you've said, salaries have basically just gone up by a little over 1 percentage point. But looking forward, with so many layoffs, is there any likelihood of salaries increasing in the long term?
Yes, I do think one should add here the medium-term prospects for South Africa. I mean, we are optimistic. I mean, as an economist, I'm looking at the current trends in terms of confidence levels improving, structural reform in the economy that's happening, So if you look at the medium-term prospects of an economy growing in the order of 2.2 to 2.5% over the next 3 to 5 years, we're going to see a step up in terms of economic activity, in terms of opportunities, job opportunities. You know, companies are experiencing a better business environment as we speak. So there's a better ability for companies to pay better salaries. And I think we can look out for a better scenario into the future compared to what we had over the past 2 to 3 years.
So would you say, for instance, factors like the business confidence index going up, especially among retailers, has a lot to do with that foreseen increase in buying power?
Absolutely. I think that it's starting to happen already. And we are seeing that as early indications in the confidence indices. And that's actually across the board. You know, if you look at it, I noted a fairly nice uptick in the confidence of new vehicle sale dealerships and so on, retail side. We've seen it on construction. So it's coming through on all the levels. And I just think we're at the point where there's a potential for an uptick. And it's just, we just need a bit more time and a bit more data to come through to make it even more tangible.
Another thing I'm fascinated about, so this shows that household finances are benefiting from a stronger rand exchange rate. But for those who are not earning in dollars, and there are plenty of them, why would you say that it's better? Is it because of myriad factors like the cost of importing goods and how they pass the price that's passed down to consumers, etc.?
Yes, indeed. I think it's on the one side the import channel. So, you know, a lot of the products in South Africa are imported. We are actually, you know, a nation that's got quite a high propensity to import. And on the other side, I think the channel that will sort of be more tangible is on the fuel price side. So the stronger rand in combination with the lower oil prices now given us relief in terms of fuel prices for the past 5 months. And, you know, if you look at it cumulatively, the relief on petrol price, if we add the cut that will be next week in the order of about 1.10 rand per litre, you're talking about 4.50 per litre lower price, of petrol in the past few months. So that's starting to make a tangible difference. You know, if you start to multiply 4.5, 4.50 saving by the number of liters you use per month and so on, it becomes an actual, you know, extra number of rands in your pocket. So that is also partly due to the rand exchange rate. So it also comes through on that side. But overall, just really speaking, a more moderate inflation scenario in a stronger rand environment.
And do you think these savings will translate, for instance, into better retirement savings? Are people showing a desire to still put money away for future needs as opposed to trying to cover up whatever gaps or holes have appeared in their finances because of these past couple of years of tough times that we've been facing?
Yes. Yeah, one of the, I would say, trends that was evident during the tough times, as you speak about in the past few years, is the fact that many of the salary earners that had the option to reduce their contributions, you know, pension payment contributions, it's sometimes a bit of a leeway. You can have a certain percentage contribution or you can have it slightly lower. So we have seen that as a trend that there were a cut in terms of the percentage that people saved in this time period. So to sort of increase their take-home pay slightly and to help them just get through this period. So hopefully we can see that, you know, that will change again so that people could opt to sort of maybe save the maximum that they can as part of the salary restructuring. So we will have to see if that pans out. I think for the interim and for the short term, you know, there's still a lot of indebtedness amongst, especially the middle class in South Africa. And I think the extra cash that might end up, you know, in your pocket, hopefully will also be used to pay back debt and to just also provide relief on that front. And in combination then with lower interest rates, which will just also relieve that pressure, it could also be a positive.
And positive is certainly how you've left us feeling, Elise. Thank you very much for those insights. Elise Kruger is an economist, and she speaks to us about the latest survey that shows that conditions are improving, especially for salaries in South Africa. Elise Kruger, independent economist. Thank you very much.
Call Higher Biz right now. 086-00-00.